a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. In case you missed it, breakthrough COVID infections are now running around 23% in New Jersey. But Governor Murphy says only about 2% of fully vaccinated people get sick enough to be hospitalized.
The vaccines and our toolkit are continuing to perform exceptionally well.
He adds getting your booster shot when it's available will dramatically enhance the protection you'll get from the virus. If you like the idea of voting early, but not the idea of voting by mail, you're in luck. New Jersey, for the first time, will have early voting starting Saturday at 139 locations statewide. Division of Elections Director Bob Giles says people can vote at any early voting site in their home county.
We're really excited about this new option. Now there are three ways to vote in New Jersey: vote by mail, early in-person voting, and traditional in-person election day voting.
Through Sunday, more than 290,000 voters had returned mail-in ballots. Over 915,000 were requested. A Passaic County man has been arrested and charged with sexually assaulting an 18-year-old for 6 years, beginning when the victim was 12. Authorities say 44-year-old Corey Irvin of Clifton has been charged with several counts of first and second degree sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, and third degree aggravated criminal sexual contact. Meanwhile, a national emergency is being declared over the mental health of children. The organizations behind the declaration, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, say existing challenges in the COVID pandemic are contributing factors. The group cite CDC data that noted an increase in mental health emergency visits last year. A double shooting in South Jersey has left one teen dead and another wounded. Police were called to the scene on Snow Avenue in Browns Mills Monday night. They found 17-year-old Malahi Traherne dead in the doorway of the house where he was staying. A 17-year-old girl had been shot in the chest, but she remained stable at a hospital. Early reports indicate this was not a random shooting. No arrests have been made. Any more rain for the Garden State this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 presents a drive-boo drive-through Halloween. Load up your car with your little ghosts and goblins this Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. and head to Brock Farms Home and Garden World on Route 9 in Freehold. New Jersey 101.5's Bill Spadia will be handing out free bags of sweet treats in our drive-boo drive-through, courtesy of Wegmans, while supplies last. Thanks to our sponsor, Brock Farms Home and Garden World in Freehold and Colts Neck. Our drive-boo drive-through Halloween. This Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m., spooktacular fun from New Jersey 101.5.
Time 8:05. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Good news on Route 18 in New Brunswick on the southbound side. Delays have completely eased out because a vehicle fire has been extinguished and cleared right by Route 1. A little bit heavy on Route 9 as you go south through Old Bridge, south of 34, heading down towards Old Bridge, Matawan Road. That is construction work setting up. Really not a bad ride up or down the parkway at this hour. The Turnpike Western Spur is still pretty heavy coming down to 15W and 15E. That's all because of right lane construction. Heading north on the Western Spur, you're fine. But if you are coming southbound, the Eastern Spur will serve your needs better. 78 and 287 in pretty good shape. And crossing the Hudson, you're good to go. And no complaints across the Delaware. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 8:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:06.
Jersey news and Jersey views live here.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. After the cool down of the past few days, temperatures will again jump above normal for the next couple of days. It'll be turning very nice. A mostly clear, moonlit sky tonight and not as chilly. as recent nights. Lows generally in the lower 50s, some remote outlying areas in the upper 40s, mid-50s at the shore. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, turning noticeably warmer, high in the mid and upper 70s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny on Thursday, continued warm for late October, with a high in the middle 70s. Friday cooler, intervals of clouds and sun, somewhat breezy, and a high in the middle and upper 60s. Cooler Saturday, mostly cloudy. Could be a shower too, breezy on Saturday with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
Warren, 54. Millville, 50. Spring Lake Heights, 60. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone.
New Jersey 101.